Some kind of corrosion is eating away at the Duluth Seaway Port's docks. The docks are those long earth-filled metal rectangles where ships from around the world tie up to load and unload. Those docks are lined with sheets of steel, and the steel is rusting away. Jim Sherrill is the Duluth Seaway Port Authority's facilities manager.
It's corroding quickly, much faster than people expect in fresh water, and our main concern is that we'll lose the integrity and the strength of the dock long before expected and have to do steel replacement at $1,500 or more per lineal foot, much earlier than ever would have been expected.
Corrosion should be a slow process in Duluth's cold, fresh water. But Chero says there's evidence it's been happening remarkably quickly for about 30 years.
What we seem to see here is corrosion that started in the mid-1970s. You have steel that's 100 years old that's about as similarly corroded to steel that is 25 to 30 years old.
It's a big problem. There's about 13 miles of steel walls lining docks in the harbor that serves Duluth, Minnesota and Superior, Wisconsin. There's half again as many feet of wooden docks held together with steel pins. There's corrosion on the legs of highway bridges and the giant steel ore docks that ship millions of tons of taconite, a type of iron shipped to steel mills in Gary, Indiana and Cleveland, Ohio.
We characterize this as a $100 million problem in the harbor. It's a huge problem, and what is so odd about this is that we only see it happening in the navigational area of the Duluth Superior Harbor.
The harbor links the St. Louis River with Lake Superior. Go a few miles up the river, and there's little corrosion, so it doesn't seem like the problem's there. But back in the harbor, at the current rate of corrosion, Cheryl says, the steel will fail quickly.
I figure that in about 10 years at the current rate, we will have to start replacing steel.
One busy grain shipping dock has already done that for millions of dollars. But Cheryl says some waterfront businesses might find the price tag too high.
Particularly marginal operators could decide rather than repair their docks, it would be better for them to go out of business. And we're hoping that that isn't the case here.
While the cause is a mystery, there's no shortage of theories. It could have something to do with stray electrical voltage, water acidity, or the kinds of steel manufactured in recent years. Chad Scott discovered the corrosion in the late 1990s. He's an engineer and a diver. Scott suspects a microbiological connection. He says there might be something growing in small round pits that form on the steel.
We cleaned up the water. That's the main thing. That's one of the main changes that's happened since the 70s is we've cleaned up our water, we've cleaned up our harbor, and which is a good thing. But when we clean things up, we also induce more dissolved oxygen and more sunlight can penetrate the water, which tends to usually promote growth of more marine microbiology growth.
A team of experts met in Duluth in September to share ideas. They came from the U.S. Navy, the Army Corps of Engineers, and Ohio State University. And they agreed there's something odd going on, possibly related to microbes or water chemistry. They also recommend that other Great Lakes ports take a closer look at their underwater steel. Scott says they at least helped narrow the focus.
We have a large laundry list right now. We want to narrow that down and try to decide what is the real cause of this corrosion. And these experts hopefully will be able to get us going on the right direction so we can start doing testing that will identify the problem.
With the experts' recommendations in hand, port officials are now planning a formal study. If they do figure out the cause, they've got to figure out how to prevent it. They're in a race with something, and right now, they don't even know with what. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bob Kelleher.